Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we
do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
So thank you so much for staying with us. You may have been watching Parliament today. A really, really interesting debate. And it was quite robust as well, I must say. And I think it was very interesting. And mainly, some of you may have missed what the president had to say. And I'm sure this is the president's reaction to a lot of the pressure that he's getting about, you know, inquiry that everybody's talking about, his announcement of the inquiry into General Kwanese's claims, and he had some utterances that he made, and also I think the country is becoming quite loud about things that we are not happy about, and he's responded to that as well. I'm going to play that to you in a short while, but I just wanted you to know that I think we must keep our eyes and ears on what is happening in Parliament. There is a lot of movement there, and if we're not listening closely, we may miss something. So I'm going to play that for you in a short while, but I do want to get here as well. So you may remember that a few weeks ago, you know, there's been something brewing between Abahlali baseMjondolo and Operation Dudula, and you know, really the tensions there, because they obviously see things very, very differently in relation to foreign nationals in the country and the kind of services they are able to acquire. Let's bring into the conversation Operation Dudula spokesperson Rufilo Mate, where today they seem to have, I'm not sure I'd call it an altercation, but maybe they can categorize it and maybe, you know, explain to us what actually happened. Ms. Mate, thank you so much for making time for us. A very good evening to you.
Good evening. Morning. Yes, thank you.
What happened today? I believe there was some, you know, an altercation maybe. I'm not sure if it's the right word to use, but some you were able to, I suppose, interact with Abahlali baseMjondolo as well as JMPD this afternoon. What was the problem?
Okay. Today we were marching to three places, one of which was Abahlali baseMjondolo and socio-economic institution. Now, our first point of delivering the memorandum was SERI, the socio-economic institution, and Abahlali baseMjondolo. We were unaware, because when we deliver a memorandum, you make the institutions or the commissions aware that we are coming to a place. Please forward us with the names of the person who would receive the memorandum. Now, when we get there to SERI, we found that people were waiting for us, and we got to learn that it was Abahlali baseMjondolo, as you correctly said, that they have sent us to court, including with your Helen Suzman and the Human Rights Commission. So those are the three places that we were supposed to be dropping the memorandum, because we are discontent with their behavior, especially towards South Africans. Human rights, especially, our concern is, and also SERI, their advocacy, they are established to protect, you know, the constitution and the democracy of the country. However, when all these illegal immigrants or foreign nationals come into the country illegally, with no paperwork, with nothing, and they do all sorts of criminality, and we are saying South Africans are not pure, are not clean from crime perpetration. However, the biggest concern is people in the country who are illegal and got to be protected by the institutions that are supposed to be protecting, you know, the laws of the Republic. However, that is not done. But when we as South Africans want things to be done according to law, we are labeled as xenophobic. So the altercation was never on our side. We found when we got to service that we found those people. And let me be clear with you, even though they sent us, you know, to court to claim that we are xenophobic, we are not fair to the people of foreign nationals in the country. The very same story, and Abashali Bosong Jondon, a month ago, after the hearing, the court hearing, we received a letter from them saying they want to sit down with us. So we are asking why the double agenda now. So that was no one got hurt. We did not retaliate, but we were discontent and we voiced our discontent because we had applied Section 205. However, we were denied our rights. So this fuel further, you know, our satisfaction in terms of us not being heard as South Africans. However, when we want to apply our rights as citizens, we are being blocked and continuously being labeled as xenophobic.
So did that meeting actually happen? Did you engage with Abashali when they said they actually want to talk?
No, we didn't, because we do have a legal team that is working with us as Operation Dudula Pro Bono, because we are self-funded. We have that is still pending. We have not replied on that. Like I said, I think it's 2 weeks back, and our planned march was already in process. The planning were in process, and we were asked, hold on, let's do what we want to do first, and then and we'll hear from and talk to them if we are advised to do that.
So what do you want to see happen?
Sorry?
What do you want to see happen in the immediate? I mean, I know what it is that you've been complaining about as Abashali, I beg your pardon, as Operation Dudula. But, you know, with the memorandum that you wanted to deliver, what exactly was in that memorandum?
In the memorandum, we want the laws of the Republic be enforced. We want, because we were grey listed in the country. I think it's 2 months now since we've been removed from the grey listing. And what is key is we require South Africans, especially the social economic institutions. We are fighting the in the space of wanting to flourish, especially in the small business sector. South Africans are no longer enjoying and are no longer contributing to the economy of the country, because we've been kicked out of the local economy. Number one, pricing is not fair. People are trading and flourishing in the democracy. However, South Africans are not benefiting from that. But what we are seeing, our youth is now being given drugs, you know, our youth, the graduates, unemployed. So we want a fair play, and we want to be prioritized as South Africans.
Except the law doesn't say that. And that I think is where the problem is. You know, currently the law as it stands says South Africa belongs to all who live in it. Yeah?
Yeah. That's a problem. The document, the constitution and the supporting policy documents are the problem. And amongst other things, as Operation Dudula, we are also calling for the constitution to be amended to correct just that. Because we feel that's where the problem is at. And the problem also is there's too much loopholes in the constitution and the Immigration Act. So that needs to be corrected. And that is why we find ourselves in these problems today. So we sit down and we debate and we correct, and we found we have now gone through our constitution, all the policy documents. We find there are serious loopholes, and that is why we are calling institutions like a Human Rights Commission to say, can we sit down and analyze these laws and see where we can protect the South African citizens And we are not xenophobic and we are not denying. If people bring tough skills, because there's another challenge that we've been told South Africa is chronically short in terms of special skills. Now, for the last 32 years, we've been told the very same stories. We are also calling to say, can the Department of Labor, can we have an audit of what is the skill, where do we want to fill these skills, and how can we change our education system so that we can fill the gap and South Africans are prioritized.
All right. So where are you right now? I mean, I think it was quite unfortunate that there was an altercation between yourselves and Abahlali and, I hear JMPD as well. Were you able to at least resolve it? Are you still going to meet?
We're back to the drawing board. We're going to be guided. We managed to deliver our memorandum with the Human Rights Commission, and then whatever it has not been successfully done today, we will follow it up, and everybody is going to be duly, informed of our next movement.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us today. That's Refilwe Mathe, who's Operation Dudula spokesperson. We were also scheduled to speak to Abahlali Basemjondolo. They are not picking up at the moment, so we did ask them to also come on so that they can state their side of the story. So we'll see. What I am happy about is that things are calm, things have settled, and people have sort of dispersed, which I think is welcome news.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.